back to companies, so it's hard sometimes to come up with seed right now. So whatever I had left over, it's good to use up those seeds. I'm just going to throw them on the ground. Some may perish. The birds may eat a few here and there, so I might plant them a little heavier than I would earlier in the year. But I'm just going to wish everything well and hope for the best. And that's what I so love about planting seeds, is that it really gives you a chance to, you know, have faith and believe in the future. Something good is coming. So.
When it comes to gardening, if we think we're in control, we learn quickly that we're not in control. So you just scratch it in. Okay.
That's all I do.
Okay.
And spring comes around.
Okay, now I've got a little question for you. This is just personal. I know you have the same number of people in your household as I do. How big is your little patch there to feed two people?
My little patch, you know, I do have the same amount of people in my house as you do, but I also tend to, like, you know, feed a few extra here and there. So I'm going to plant a little area that's as big as my kitchen table. So I'm sitting there right now, and that table is about 3 feet wide by about 4 feet long. So just a little area. So I'm going to take a whole space, you know, just a small little corner.
You know, one of the things that we decided that we needed to do is ensure that we have a constant flow of greens. And I know you've taught a class on this before, but I just want to know,